Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the precious and in the altogether lovely name of our beloved Savior, who soon is coming again. How soon? We do not know. No man knoweth the day, no man knoweth the hour, but we raise the most important question regarding it. Are you ready? Thank God, I am ready, saved by grace through faith in the blessed Lord Jesus Christ, my precious Savior. Oh, it has been a joy, and it is a joy still to continue as well as to conclude today the study of the Father's house from John chapter 14, verses 1 through 3. We would again quote the precious words of the Savior, declaring to those who belong to Him, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will, or I am coming again, to receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." These blessed, priceless words were spoken by the Son of God for the comfort and the encouragement of all of His people, even for His own today. We have noticed some very precious facts. We enumerate them very quickly and mention them once again. We have considered the reality of that home. We have considered the locality of that home. We have considered the felicity of that home. We have also considered the immensity of that home. We have also dwelt upon the permanency of that home. And then in our recent message, we considered its imminency, that at any moment, we know not the day, we know not the hour, that our beloved and blessed Lord will come. But we raise the question, are we ready? May you, my friend, be sure that you are ready. Now, as we come to the closing message concerning this house of the Father, there's only one thing that we can touch upon, and it is to consider the accessibility to that home. Following the words of the Lord Jesus, do you remember? Thomas saith to the Lord Jesus, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" And Jesus answered him, as you read in verse 6 of John 14, "I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." My beloved, we could never close this blessed meditation on the Father's house and neglect the most important truth. For when the Lord spoke these words of comfort, He was immediately challenged by Thomas. When Thomas said, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way?" My beloved, may I say with all earnestness and sincerity, sad is the fact that there are so many who do not know the way to the Father's house. But here we have the statement in verse 6 of our chapter as to what is the way. Better still, I should say, who is the way? Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Now let us know very carefully from these words certain facts that are declared by the Lord Jesus. First of all, will you know this? The way can be understood. My beloved radio friend, you can understand the way. You can know it. It can be known. For in verse 4, the Lord Jesus said to His disciples, and in verse 4, He said, "You know the way." He told them, "Whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know." And even though Thomas threw the challenge into the heart and face of the Lord Jesus, He told them, "You know the way." It already found it in Him. And so the way can be understood. My beloved friend, let me say to you personally, emphatically, from the authority of God's Word, the way can be known. There can be no doubt of it. You can be sure of it. And then note a second fact. The way can not only be understood, and this is precious to realize and must be realized, the way is a person. The way is a person. Jesus said, I am the way. The way is not a mere doctrine to be believed intellectually. The way is a person, one who is to be trusted, and that one is Christ, the Son of God Himself. He is not a way either, but He is the way, and there is but one way. Oh, once when I was witnessing upon the street in the northern city where I lived, one of the men to whom I was witnessing challenged me when I emphasized there was only one way to heaven. He says there's more than one way, and he tried to illustrate it by the fact that he could find more than one way from where we were to a certain location down in the heart of the city. Well, I agreed with him. You can find many different ways that will get you to that point. But I also emphasize, God says there's only one way to heaven. Yes, my beloved, there is not a way. There are not many ways. There is only one way. And Jesus said, I am the way. Let me quote the words of the proverb writer. There is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And I beg of my listener, and if you are trusting any other way but Christ, please do so no longer. You cannot trust any other way. There is no other way. But please note, in our text, the way can be understood. The way is a person, and the way is sufficient. And this is founded upon two facts that Jesus said about himself. He said, I am the way. Then he added, I am the truth. He is the truth. Not merely the possessor of truth, but the very truth itself, the personal embodiment of truth, the perfect revelation of God, his Father. And second, and not only the truth, he is the life. For it is written, he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. My beloved, listen, if you want the truth about the way, you've got to come to Jesus. If you want to know the life that you need, you've got to come to the Lord Jesus. You find the truth of it all in Him. You find the life that you need in Him. He that has the Son hath eternal life. He that hath not the Son shall not see life. It's one or the other. For He is the originator and the giver of life to those who trust Him as their Savior. I give unto my sheep eternal life. They shall never perish. So you can understand the way. The way is a person, and the way is sufficient, because He is the truth and the light. But may I add, carefully, prayerfully, emphatically, the way is exclusive. There is no other way, for no man cometh unto the Father but only by me, says the Savior. Again we emphasize, He is not one of many ways, but He is the only way. And this is of momentous significance. Any person and every person who would enter the Father's house of glory above must have Christ. If one rejects the mediation of Christ, who died for our sins, then that person will experience perpetual exclusion from the Father's house. Paul well wrote in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 5 and 6, for there is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all. My beloved friend, do you know the way? For with Christ, you will enter the Father's house. Without Him, you never will. Then if you know not the Savior, why not receive Him now? His blessed promise is very clear and very plain. I quote the words of John 1, verse 12. But to as many as received Him, to them gave He the power, the right, the privilege, meaning the authority, to become the sons or the children of God, even to them that believe on his name. John's Gospel, chapter 1 and verse 12. My beloved, if you receive Christ, if you take him as your Savior and Lord, then in that coming time when he comes from above to gather his people, he will escort you in that coming day of his return into the Father's house. And the Father's house will be your heavenly home. Well, did the poet write the lovely words? Oh, what a home! But such, his love, God's love is such that he must bring us there to fill that home, to be with him and all his glory share. The Father's house, the Father's heart, all that the Son is given, made ours, the object of his love, and he our joy in heaven. Beloved, what a precious meditation relative to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the joy of knowing his promise. I quote his words again. Take them in. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I am coming again to receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Blessed words. But again may I close with the emphasis of his invitation and of his declaration. The only accessibility you will get to that house is to fulfill and believe his words of verse 6. When Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Beloved, we don't raise the question what church you belong to. God forbid. We don't ask for your church membership. We only ask the question which the Word of God substantiates. Do you have Christ in your heart and soul as your Savior? God grant that you do. If you do not, why not receive him now and say, Jesus, I will trust thee. Trust thee with my soul. Guilty, lost, and helpless, thou canst make me whole. There is none in heaven nor on earth like thee. Thou hast died for sinners. Therefore, Lord, for me in his precious name. Amen.